Chapter 19. And he entered Jericho and was passing through. And a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and rich, was seeking to see Jesus, who he was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small of stature. And he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he has gone in to lodge with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have wrongfully exacted something from anyone, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, for he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. The parable of the miners. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was immediately to appear. He therefore said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and then return. And he called 10 servants of his, gave them 10 minas, and said to them, trade with this until I return. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. And it came to pass, when he had returned, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. And the first came before him, saying, Lord, your minas have made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, you good servant. Because you were found faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your minas have made 5 minas. And he said to him, you are to be over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, here is your mina. I kept it laid away in a piece of cloth, for I feared you, because you are a hard man. You demand what you did not deposit, and reap that which you did not sow. He said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You thought that I am a hard man, demanding what I did not deposit, and reaping that which I did not sow? Why then did you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those that stood by, take away from him the mina, and give it to him that has 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I say to you, that to everyone that has shall be given, but from him that has not, even that which he has shall be taken away from him. But bring here my enemies, and slay them before me, those who did not want me to reign over them. Jesus enters Jerusalem. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent 2 of the disciples, saying, go into the village in front of you, where, on entering, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it, and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why do you untie him? You are to say, the Lord has need of him. And they that were sent went away, and found as he had said to them. And as they were untying the colt, the owners of it said to them, why do you untie the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. And they brought it to Jesus, and they threw their garments upon the colt, and sat Jesus on it. And as he went, they spread their garments in the road. And as he was now drawing near at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works which they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." And he answered and said, "I tell you, if these shall hold their peace, the stones will cry out." And as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If you had known this day, even you, the things that belong to your peace, but now they are hid from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies shall set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and shall dash you to ground and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another. All this will happen because you did not perceive the time of your visitation." And he entered the temple and began to throw out those that were selling there, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the leading men of the people sought to destroy him. But they could not figure out what they might do, because all the people so hung upon his words.